We went on with the Passover, and when we were done, we sang the great Hallel together, as we always did at the end of the Seder. After we sang the hymn, we went out to the Garden of Gethsemane. There we looked forward to a good sleep. Most of us went to find a place to lay our heads, but Jesus was troubled in his spirit, and he went to pray. We didn't stay awake with him. I, like the others, began to nod off into an oblivious sleep, but only after hearing,
"Father, all things are possible with thee. Take this cup from me. And yet, not what I will, but what thou wilt."
We were awakened by the arrival of Judas and a number of the temple guards. I looked and saw Judas embrace Jesus as he stood, and Judas betrayed him with a kiss. We all ran like frightened sheep, but then I stopped. I remembered the look on my father's face all those years ago, and I knew I could not hide this time. I followed as Jesus was taken before Caiaphas, who accused him of blasphemy, and I waited till morning when he was taken to Pilate to be sentenced. But Caiaphas was displeased.
"This man is dangerous, far beyond what you may think, Pontius Pilate. He claims he is the Messiah, the living..."
"I know what the Messiah is, and I am not concerned with the ideologies of your religion. This man is harmless.
He claims he is a king. Would Caesar not find it treason if you let him go, knowing that he is a..."
"You mean to accuse me of treason, Caiaphas?"
"I only mean to point out the fact that this man is a serious threat to us all.
I've had him beaten like a dog within an inch of his life. What do you want from me?"
"I want your excellency to remove the threat."
"No, I've had enough of this, Caiaphas."
"Perhaps I may remind you of the custom our prefects have had in the past, of letting a man go free in honor of the Jewish custom of Passover. Perhaps Barabbas."
"Barabbas? The man is accused of murdering a Roman soldier. I'm not going to go, Caiaphas. We shall let the people decide. Caiaphas, come with me. Captain, bring the prisoners."
A crowd had gathered in the courtyard where Pilate was to announce his decision between Jesus and Barabbas. Many of them were supporters of the Zealots, the revolutionary group that Barabbas was a part of.
"Captain, take the prisoners to the front. Here you see your threat, Caiaphas. Behold the man."
"Citizen, in honor of your Passover celebrations, I have decided to continue the traditions of setting one prisoner free. Shall I give you Barabbas or Jesus?"
"Barabbas!
And Pontius Pilate washed his hands before breaking the bread of life, just as the priest in the temple had washed his hands before the sacrifice. The Lord God of Israel was performing in history that which we, the children of Israel, had done at each Seder for generations. Jesus was crucified, but I was there with him, standing beside his mother. And from the cross, he spoke.
"Mother, behold thy son. John, behold your mother."
In his dying, he gave his own precious mother to be in my care, and my vanity left me. I knew then I no longer had a desire for greatness in his eyes, because I knew then I had his love. And when the sixth hour came, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. At the ninth hour, Jesus died. They pierced his side with a spear, and it ran blood and water, and like the wine and water of the cup of redemption, it was warm. He was laid in a borrowed tomb just before the Sabbath, and Pilate ordered the tomb guarded. God the Almighty had been willing to crush him if he would render himself as the sacrifice. Jesus had died, nailed to a cross with crude spikes through his hands and feet, and with him all of our hopes had also died. In fear for our lives, we sought refuge in the room where we had shared in the Passover with him. But after the Sabbath, there was an earthquake in the night. The stone that had covered the sepulcher had rolled away, and the guards had all left in fear. The next morning, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James the Younger brought spices to the tomb so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And they saw the great stone had been rolled away, and when they entered the tomb, they saw an angel dressed in a white robe. The angel spoke to them, and they were stricken with terror. The women dropped what they were carrying and ran back to the house.
Peter, John, I went to the tomb. We went to the tomb. And when we got there, the guards were gone. The stone that covered the doorway had been rolled back. And when we looked inside, an angel appeared. He had to have been an angel. And he said, "The one you are looking for is not here." And he said, "Jesus is alive. He is risen, John, just as he said he would."
Peter and I ran as fast as our feet would carry us to the tomb, and we saw with our own eyes all that the women had said. We fell to our knees, out of breath, looking at each other, and all we could say was, "Yes."